Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and in today's episode, I want to announce my next language project. So my first project of the year was the adventurous new country, a new language type that I really enjoy for my brief travels. And rather than do that kind of project again, I'm alternating back to a much bigger long-term priority, and I'm focusing on one of my core languages. So instead of specific travels, my core language projects are those I decided long, long ago would be the ones I want to maintain for the rest of my life. And this has to be a much more limited list for obvious practical reasons that you just can't maintain dozens of languages. But I still want the side projects of visiting new countries. And basically, the majority of these languages, I speak genuinely fluently, and I've spent considerable time, often years, in the countries. But one of these is hugely neglected and doesn't fit that criteria, and I plan to fix that now. And the language of focus for the next couple of months will be Mandarin. So you see, way back in 2012, 14 years ago actually, I had my last ever intensive language project where I specifically arrived in the country not speaking a single word of the language. So what I did was I flew to Taipei, and only on the day I arrived did I actually start learning Mandarin. All other projects after that one, I completely changed it, and I only started the intensive learning periods before arriving, especially since finding online teachers through the likes of video calls became much, much easier from around 2012. Well, anyway, after several months that I had successfully reached a conversational level of Mandarin, I went on, traveled a little bit in China, but my time in Taiwan was really stressful since I was avoiding speaking English and didn't have enough Mandarin yet to truly make friends. And I spent the entire time with my head in books studying and going across town for my in-person lessons. It also had other challenges that I'm going to mention in a future podcast. But by the time I reached the conversational level, I was already leaving. And I was mainly just maintaining that for years to come. And the only intensive burst over the last 14 years has been the months around when I co-wrote Language Hacking Mandarin with a native speaker. But I haven't truly gotten to use my Mandarin besides quick conversations at language events in all this time. So it's time to remedy this. So this weekend, I fly back to Taiwan, and I'm going to spend almost 2 months back in the country. The first month will just be spent in Taipei, and this time with a level of Mandarin that'll hopefully be enough for me to start actually making local friends, because I didn't do that last time. And while I'll still be spending several hours each day studying, I'm also going to be out and about and trying to explore the country. And then I'm going to push myself to beyond where I left the language all those years ago. And after that month in Taipei, I'll spend several weeks traveling across Taiwan to other parts that I didn't get to see last time. Since, as you know, a theme of my travels in recent years has been to go deeper through the countries rather than just sticking to one place. And I feel bad that my first visit in 2012 was so studious that I barely got to appreciate Taiwan itself. And it's the reason I decided to completely change my travel and learning style forever after that project, because of how annoyed I was with how little of Taiwan I got to see. So now's my chance to make up for that. And rather than travel somewhere for the language, I'm traveling already with the language, and I'm having the language work for me to help me get to know a country better. So this approximately 2 month burst should give me a more solid level that I can be happy with as I maintain it moving forward. And then I can prepare for some future visit another year to mainland China again. For this visit, I'll just be in Taiwan though. And as you guys, I'm sure, are well aware, Chinese has become an even more important global language over the last decade and a half since I first started learning it. And I really, really want it to be among my genuinely fluent languages. since I've already decided it will be a language I want to use and be able to maintain permanently. So fortunately, I've even had some initial practice of Mandarin this year, since there's such a huge Chinese diaspora in Malaysia that I've heard Mandarin spoken quite a lot here. And I've had a chance to use my rusty Mandarin in person multiple times already. So I actually didn't have this plan to focus on Mandarin at the start of the year. I'd only definitely sure I was coming to Malaysia. But having been inspired through all the people I've met, I've decided to morph my travel plans and to go back to Taiwan and to make Mandarin my priority so I can fix it as it give it a real position among my core languages. So come and join me on this journey as I get back into Mandarin and hopefully explore Taiwan much deeper. I'll obviously update you guys on how that's going, and I can't wait to get back to the country. So thanks as always for listening, and until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.